The fighting is basically taking place between the National Army and a group of breakaway soldiers on one hand. On the other hand, you also have a number of armed groups that are going about, you know, causing insecurity in North Kivu. Basically, all these incidents are pushing people to either directly pushing people to be displaced, or people are preventively moving as they know that there are military belligerent fighters in the area and they want to stay safe before any fighting breaks out. So basically, this situation in North Kivu is quite volatile. It has been so since April, and over the past 2 weeks, it has, in a sense, taken a downturn.
How many people are being affected and how many people are actually moving?
For the time being, we're still assessing the number of people who've actually been affected by the recent fighting. And when I talk about recent fighting, I'm talking about since the beginning of July, where we had an incident in Rutshuru and Walikale. We know that people have moved in various directions. Some have actually crossed over into Rwanda and Uganda. All in all, since April, we estimate that as many as 250,000 people have been displaced by the fighting in North Kivu.
How is the fighting affecting humanitarian assistance?
Well, the fighting has a direct impact on the work of aid workers here in North Kivu. The fighting has restricted our ability to move around, the ability of UN agencies and NGOs to move around and provide assistance. A few days ago, a number of UN workers, about 60 of them, had to be relocated from Walikale because of fighting. In terms of access, in terms of accessing people who are in need, that's how the fighting is affecting UN organization. Also, in terms of protecting people in terms of child recruitment or even cases of sexual violence, that's also one of the consequences of the fighting. Basically, as much as aid organizations would like to stay around and work, and they are doing that, at the same time, we're being careful not to put ourselves in harm's way.
What is the condition of the people? Are they suffering from any type of diseases such as cholera? What are the main concerns right now?
The main concern are, of course, in terms of health, and cholera has been a main concern for Kivu, not only for the past few weeks, but over the past few months, actually. So there's a concern that with people moving around, they could also, the disease could spread more easily. And, of course, access to food, people being able to feed themselves, being able to have access to clean water, people being able to live in appropriate places. As you know, when people move about, they're only looking for safety. They're only looking to stay alive. And then these other human needs in terms of water, food, and health are almost secondary to them staying alive. But for us, that is important. We can only estimate that people who've been moving about the province over the past few months are living in very, very difficult situations.